Hello, it's Wednesday, July the 28th, and we are parking, as it were, this week in the 46th chapter of the prophecy of Isaiah. He has introduced the chapter by referring to the gods, the idols of Babylon, 150 years in the prophet's future. Bel and his oldest son, Nebo, being carted along by two oxen through the city on their annual festival. And then he has given promises to his people that he will carry them through old age, and that beautiful picture of being born in the arms of God all the way home. But now in verses 6 through 11 of this chapter, he pokes once again in the eye of these idols, comforting us the truths of verses 3, 4, and 5 are that we are born by God all the way home. The fact is that the future includes Babylon, and the reason for Babylon is that God's people are still sinners, and he is chastising them, a theme that will be repeated now in the coming couple of chapters, 47 and 48. As you read this particular section, verses 6 through 11, you'll see that he refers to his people as rebels, as stubborn of heart, and far from righteousness. And that's what makes the promises of verses 3, 4, and 5 even more beautiful, because in spite of his people's sinfulness and waywardness and stubbornness, he still makes a promise to carry them all the way home. That doesn't mean that we can use that promise to live as we please, let us sin that grace may abound, but rather the sin that continually surrounds us is something that we need to confess and repent of, and give thanks to God that in spite of our sin, he is a God who shows mercy and grace. He speaks in this section of a bird of prey swooping down, and the bird of prey, verse 11, calling a bird of prey from the east, the man of my counsel from a far country. And that, of course, is Cyrus, who we saw in the previous chapter, chapter 45, this Persian king who will swoop down on Babylon and deliver God's people back to their homeland once again, several hundred years in the future. Yes, for God's people, God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. He plants his footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm, deep in unfathomable minds of never-failing skill. He treasures up his bright designs and works his sovereign will. That was William Cooper in the 18th century, but it's also part of what Isaiah is depicting here as he prophesies the coming of Babylon and the demise and decline of Babylon to the Persians, and the deliverance of God's people, thereby fulfilling his word of promise to the Old Testament church. Well, we'll look once more at chapter 46 of Isaiah tomorrow, but that's it for today. Have a wonderful day.